What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to the Bad Podcast, Brad and Dwayne. My man Bradley, what's up, brother?
Let's talk about day one hundy energy. Let's talk about energy on day one.
I thought hundy was 100.
100 energy on day
okay,
one.
On day one. Got it. Got it.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
What it look like, what it be like, what it do. Back in here, another episode of the Bad Podcast, Brad and Dwayne. Bad stands for Brad and Dwayne in here another week. Man, so we're going to talk about day one. Man, I want to shout out our day ones, man. The folks that's been rocking with us for, man, what we at? Almost 2 or 3 years. Shout out to y'all, man. Drop it in the comment if you, like, if you was a, you're an old bad, like, bad, old bad subscriber and listen, man. We want to hear from you in the comment section. But, yeah, we'll jump into the topic, but I have to shout out those, man, that they've been sticking around, Brad. And I've seen a few new shout outs lately, man. So I saw one yesterday and I was like, all right, somebody's listening. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, love seeing those drops on Facebook and social media. And we have a sunglass giveaway that we got to get done. I had a handful of people tag me and use the hashtag that we had used. But I just got to go through those and put them through the wheel spin and, you know, get a couple of winners picked out.
Sounds good, man. Sounds good. So, you know, you get something for sharing the message. So let's talk about day one, man. And I know one of your favorite guys, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, your other favorite Dwayne, The Rock Johnson, you know, he has a popular audio, you know, is one day or day one. That's the first thing I thought about when you said that, man. So let's jump into it, brother.
Yeah, you know, and as we go into this Motivate Duo boot camp coming up, there's been a lot of hype on it. I'm extra excited because I have a little bit more of a role to play in this one. And I dropped a post the other day. These are, you know, very similar to my old school Sunday Thunders. They're 20 minutes. It's go, go, go. It's 50 seconds on, 10 seconds off. So I'm super amped about that. But, you know, some of the OGs that know anything about Sunday Thunder, they know that day one, 100 energy that I talk about and preach about for so many years. You got to come in that day one with 100 energy. You got to be full bore, full steam ahead. But what happens and what we have a tendency to do as human beings is it's important to have a vision, no doubt. But we start to formulate the idea of what could be, and then we start to think about day 30, and we start to think about day 60 instead of thinking and really pouring all of our focus, all of our attention, all of our energy on day one. And those that succeed, they're not necessarily the ones that are strongest on day one. They're just the ones that keep showing up on day 11, day 33, day 44, day 55. And then once day 60 happens, they're the ones that win. It's not the strongest. It's those that are consistent throughout the entire process.
No, absolutely, man. I think the hardest part with sticking to day one mentality, and it's going to be you, the listeners, this is for you. It's going to be you. The folks that's gone through the program and that's seen results and seen their body change and for whatever reason had to start over, those are the ones that are going to struggle with day one. Because they're going to start day one, and it was like, I remember when I could do this, no problem. I remember when I had no issues with these, you know, jump squats or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And that's where you're going to have to revert back to this audio. Yep. Turn us back on. That's what you got to put in. And remember that no matter what you've done, you know, whatever the success or what you hope to achieve, man. One of my favorite quotes that somebody said on this podcast is, man, be where your feet are right here today, day one. This is where you are, and you make the best out of this. Don't get discouraged by what you used to do and all of that. And that, like you said, those are the ones that are going to make it, those that keep showing up for that every single day, man. And the, you know, comparison's a thief of joy. We know that. And a lot of times we compare our today with our couple of years ago, You know, I'm guilty of that. I raise my hand. Like I know certain phases of my journey where I really liked how I looked and felt. And I look at now and I'm like, man, I'm comparing, but like, no, this is the day that I'm on. I can't compare this day to a finished product or even to that picture back there on stage. Like that's a finished product. I can't compare today to a finished product, man. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's my encouragement for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's like building a house, right? You got to lay down the concrete and then you got to put the pillars in, you got to put the 2x4s in. And every day, I've seen people build houses and I've talked to close friends that have built houses. Jeff, you know, built a new house. It's so frustrating sometimes to see how slow the progress is. Like we're watching the slow progress and the gradual progress. And we just so badly want that final product. And when we can continuously look in the mirror or look at, you know, the progress, keep an eye on the scale, that only leads to frustration because, you know, we've talked about it before. You have the greatest workout in the entire world. What do? We go in the mirror, we pull the shirt up, place ain't no change, you know, it gets frustrating. So I say just, you know, work extremely hard. And one of the things that I was talking about just recently with a friend, because he was talking about my 1200 mile bike ride. He's like, man, you were so extremely disciplined to, make that happen. And although, you know, something like that to that level and degree, it obviously takes a lot of discipline and sacrifice and investment. One of the pro hacks that I'm going to give out right now is eliminate all the difficult decisions that you have to make from day to day. And what I mean by that is if you have a workout on Monday, don't go and grab your clothes Monday morning. Like lay those out Sunday night. That way, if you wake up Monday and everything, like every obstacle that you can imagine is thrown in your path, you got your workout clothes ready. You got your shoes ready. You got your water prepared. Like everything is already prepared. And now there's no negotiation, right? I'm making a decision to put these clothes on. I get up, I go, but eliminating those tough decisions, right? And I think, when you can be proactive like that, and this is the example that I was using with my friend. So when I used to teach phys ed, on Fridays when we'd finish up, say it was a football unit and we were going into basketball, well, we'd have to put all the footballs away, all the flags away, all the cones away, and we'd have to start to prepare for basketball. When we did that on a Friday, it was a pain in the butt because it's like, man, we don't really have to put all this stuff away. We can just do it Monday morning. But mm-hmm. every single time we did it Monday morning, it was 10x the pain because we were coming off the weekend. But if you get proactive and you go through that uncomfortable process of preparing for the next day or the following week, it's going to pay off in dividends.
Yeah, that applies to a lot of stuff, man. I immediately think of this reel where the lady is talking about, hey, one extra step can, you know, keep your house from looking junky. Like when you walk in, instead of throwing your coat down, hang it up. If instead of putting your keys on the counter, hang it up. Yeah. You know, instead of throw, you know, and it's just one, and it's the same thing. Same thing, just that extra step, even with fitness, those extra steps can help just with your success and keep you from, you know, turning, you know, they say the heaviest door, the heaviest weight in the gym is the front door, you know? Yeah. And so if you could get to that front door, man, if you can do whatever it takes to get to that front door, then it just makes it that much more easier. You know, whether it's like you mentioned, putting your clothes out, getting your water together, you know, setting aside the time. You know, one thing that I heard a lot of people do is, you know, actually put it on your calendar, you know, make it, and people that run their account, put it on your calendar. Today I'm working out at this time, you know, I'm doing it at this time. And so, you know, it's really, it goes to, you know, preparation, which we've said a few times here. Yeah, just a few times. It really comes down to that, man. And I think that's, you know, that makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm. And really just having an expectation, you know, for what, you know, what struggles you're going to occur or what struggles are going to occur and, you know, the ebbs and flows of this journey. And this program is very special because it's called Motivate Duo. You're doing it with a partner. Like we did the partner workouts and, you know, we're encouraging everybody to go out there and get an AP. And it's important to check in, right? Every day. And don't debate with that check-in. Like don't deviate from that check-in. Like go out there and say, hey, Dwayne, how you doing today? Like celebrate a couple of small victories together. But going back to that expectation thing, you know, you got to expect that first day to hit hard. You're going to have all the excitement, all the motivation, all the encouragement, but all that's going to fade away, right? And you have mm-hmm. to expect that because life gets busy. You know, some of us got kids, you got travel sports, you got all these things, you got life just in general, yeah. and you have to expect that. And I was reading this thing the other day and I loved this because a lot of us think that when we have the motivation, we're just not going to get knocked down. We're not going to lose. We're not going to, you know, fall short. And the quote was winners lose more than losers ever try. And let me say that one again, winners lose more than losers ever try. And I freaking loved that. And yeah. And there were some negative comments. They're like, how dare you call anybody a loser? And you know, by definition, a loser is somebody that loses something, right? Like we all lose. But my definition or explanation on a loser is just somebody that doesn't get back up and try again. Like mm-hmm. get back up and try again. Like winners, we have this idea, like winners are this. Winners are a lot of things. Winners are somebody that gets back up and just continues to try and try and try again.
Mm-hmm. No, 100%. You know, it's the time that we live in, bro. Where like mm-hmm. the first thing they say is, "How you gonna call somebody a loser?" Like you should have grew up in the 90s, bro. Like
yeah.
oh, everybody got called all kind of stuff, you know. Yeah. And it's just a little bit tougher skin now. It's just mm-hmm. it's super sensitive, bro. So. That part is laughable, yeah. But I love the quote mainly because, you know, y'all know I'm a huge MJ fan, and you know the mm-hmm. stat you know people talk about is how many shots he missed. You know, how many shots. You know, we know he's the greatest, the GOAT of all time. You know, but he's missed so many shots, and you know you wouldn't know that looking at his highlights. You know,
yeah.
But mm-hmm. he's missed so many shots. But he never stopped shooting. And that's what separates him, you know, from the guy that never made it to that level, or the league of guys that's never made it to his level,
right.
you know.
Right.
And that's what that quote reminds me of is like, you know, he missed a lot. Like, although you see people as winners, they've lost. Like they've lost several different times, different games. You know, we talk about you know. Tom Brady, and you know, he's lost Super Bowls. He's lost, you know, like it's even though we see them as a winner, they have definitely had their losses mm-hmm. on the journey for sure.
Well, I'm just reading up on statistics real quick when you said that, and this is an interesting statistic. Field goals missed 12,345. His quote is, you know, I've missed over 9,000 shots. I've lost over 300 games. You know, he's been trusted 26 times to take that game winning shot, and his career shooting percentage is less than 50%. And I want that to resonate with a lot of people. Like a lot of us, you know, I use this green sticker approach to my life where, like, if I have a good day, I put a green sticker on the calendar. If I have a bad day, I put that red X. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. And we have that expectation that calendar has to be green to be successful. Michael Jordan was the most successful basketball player to ever step on the hardwood. And mm-hmm. He didn't even make 50% of his shots, less than 50%. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the GOAT. So yep. I just want that to settle in with or set in with everybody that you don't have to have an entire calendar full of green win days. Like you're gonna have some valleys to climb out of. You're gonna miss some shots. You're gonna get knocked down. Expect it. Rise the next day and give yourself a brand new opportunity. You got air in those lungs, baby. Come on now.
That's another yes, chance. Sir. That's another chance. I like that. I like that. Man, I didn't even know that was the percentage. But I mean,
no.
You know, as long as the one, I would hate to see Kobe's. Like, I know it's.
Let's do a little deep dive here.
Kobe shot a lot, you know. They said he shot a lot of buckets, man. So, what you got?
Yeah, he missed a lot. hey, all right. So he was 55%.
Okay. That's interesting to know.
No, I'm sorry. He missed 55%. So he's only 45%, man. Like that's another one of the absolute greats in basketball. Anybody that can't relate to basketball.
Sorry, guys.
You just think about, yeah, right. But if you think about going back to high school, if you got a 45 on a test, you'd be like, man, that was terrible, right?
Yeah.
But this is top five best of all time, and he was shooting 45%, 14,000 missed shots.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, shooting. That's the more of the days. The
keep
more
shooter shoot, keep shooter
shoot, baby. Not week one, day one. Load up and shoot, shooter shoot, keep shooting. Nah, we're excited, man. Motivate Duo. We want to be on this journey with y'all, man. So you know, lock in. Tell somebody that's doing Motivate Duo. Say, hey, there's a podcast that's right in line with every week that'll get you pumped up going in. And Brad, I might drop these on a Sunday night or something. What you
Sunday
think?
Night. Do it. What
you think, man? Drop it on a Sunday night, and it'll be right there Monday morning when you start your week. This will be your Motivate Duo companion. Me and Brad with you every week, walking through each week. And so with that being said, you listening to this, week one, day one, be where your feet are. Shoot your shot. Don't be afraid. We're here with you. Grab your AP. If you ain't got one by now, find one. Mm-hmm. Drag somebody. Say, hey. They were like, I don't want to make. No, come on anyway. Come on in. Especially with school back, man. You got your teachers. Find your buddies, your assistants, do the things, man. We're here for it, Brad. What you got to say in closing, brother?
Well, I got a couple of things. One, guys, so every week, you know, is going to present different obstacles and different adversities. Let's talk about those things together. Dwayne just had mentioned we're going to be with you every Monday or Sunday night, every step of the way. Let's hear about each week's adversities or the oppositions that you had to face, because you're probably not alone in facing some of those demons. So reach out to me. Shoot me an email, bradbarmorefit@gmail.com. Send me an email. Let me know what you want to talk about. Let me know what you want to hear. And we'll talk about that on the podcast. But I gotta go somewhere real quick in a story. A lot of people that are E2M Premium faithfuls, they know that I'm the mobility specialist in the app. And so I'm sure you've seen the Tony Romo videos circulating. Have you seen all that stuff?
Yeah.
My goodness, I'm cracking up watching these things, man. Poor guy, he made a bad decision, but
yeah.
When they had him walk the line, he was getting stretched out. He was doing like mountain climbers. He was over the truck, like doing some donkey kicks. And it cracked me up because, some of those moves that he was doing, I'm like, hey, I know that move. And he talked about having a broken back and how important it was to warm up before doing, walking the line. All jokes aside, as we progress through life, one of the first things that goes is our flexibility. But it's one of the most important parts of fitness and overall wellness, because if you're tight in the hamstrings, it's going to affect your back. You're tight in the hips, it's going to affect your back. You're tight from your posterior chain from the ground up, really, it's going to affect a lot more than just where it's tight or where it's sore. But it was just funny to watch some of those videos. And sorry, Tony, for calling you out. He'll probably never see this, but that's all right. Just a little comic relief. But guys, listen, man, we want to know what you want to talk about. We want to know everything that you're facing, because you are not alone in what you're facing. Go out there, get an AP, check in. Good things can be done alone, but great things have to be done together.
That's right. And don't drink and drive.